Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
This is Jennifer with Emergency Roadside. Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a safe location?
I'm in the BP, yes. Yes, yeah.
Okay. What's the spelling of your first name?
Renee, R-E-N-E.
R-E-N-E-E?
Yes.
And last name?
Jones.
J-O-N-E-S. Okay, yes. And the 937-786-9059 is a good contact callback number for you?
Yes.
Okay, and would you like to receive a text message of the driver's information and the ETA?
Yes.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. One moment, let's get your ticket pulled up here. And what's the member ID number associated with your policy?
One second, I gotta go grab it. It's F S O H 00001209.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can you verify the address on the policy?
7634 Clovernook Avenue, 45231.
Okay, and what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about today?
2007 Volvo S80.
2007 Volvo S80.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the color of the vehicle?
Black.
All right. What's the issue that you're having with the vehicle today?
I just got it out the shop, and it's been sitting. So I probably need a tow or a battery or something. I don't know. It won't start. I turned it off. I wasn't supposed to. Now it just won't start. And I practically probably need a tow. I don't know.
And you said that the battery is dead?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to place that vehicle just in the on position, will it shift out of park and go into neutral?
No.
Are there any lights on the vehicle?
What the lights on? Yeah.
So were you requesting a jump start or a towing service?
If it doesn't jump start, I'm going to need a tow. I'm not really sure. It's been sitting. I just got out of the shop.
Looking at your account with the service that you have set up with your roadside assistance, you're only able to get one service at a time and only at a 72-hour time span. So if you were to actually set up the jump start service now and it did not work, the next service would be out of pocket until another 72 hours.
So just I'll just go get ahead? A tow.
Okay. I always like to let the customers know that because some of them don't know, and I hate to see you stranded.
Yeah, I'd rather just get a tow. I don't want to see you anymore.
And you said it will not shift into neutral?
No, everything's electric. Like, it just won't go anywhere.
All right, so I just have a couple of questions needed for the driver. Are you aware if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
Four-wheel drive.
And was today's service a result of an accident?
No.
Will you be the person with the driver? I'm sorry, will you be the person on scene when the driver gets there?
Yes.
And you do have the keys with you?
Yes.
Will you be needing a ride with the driver?
No.
All right, and you said that you're at a BP gas station. What's the address?
It's 55. One second, I'm going to ask someone. I'm sorry, I'm going to ask someone. Excuse me, what's your address? 5575 Dixie. Thank you.
You said 5575?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the street?
Dixie Highway.
Dixie Highway. And what's the city and state?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Would that be considered as Fairfield as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the drop-off location? Is it going to a business or a residence?
My home residence.
The 7634 Cloverneck Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
How come she can't get your job?
It won't take her. I'm thinking maybe it's bigger. I mean, I'm on the phone with the insurance people. Well,
okay, so for your drop-off location, I know on your policy it's listed as Cincinnati, but would they consider that as Mount Healthy as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's showing that you're definitely covered for the service. I'll go ahead and get everything set up for you since you did opt into the text message feature. You will receive a text of the driver's name and phone number and the estimated time of arrival, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
And you'll receive a text message shortly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.